Voltron on the Fan. The number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Got my man Rami Lavi behind the glass. What's good, brother?
What is up?
Still a Jet fan?
Still a Jet fan.
Even after this week of more comical nonsense?
They have you till you die.
Yeah, it is what it is. College football playoff has been a dud. Ohio State now is up 27-10 versus Tennessee. The Knicks, Jalen Brunson, 23-24 version of Jalen Brunson, was activated in New Orleans after a pathetic first half. The first base market is dwindling down. And Mets fans are pissed. What else is new? But of course, I'm going to start with someone from my childhood who passed away at the age of 65, and that is the legend, the stolen base king legend, Rickey Henderson. Now, I know a lot of times, you know, I hear Yankee fans tell me that I troll the Yankees, blah, 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 but as a Mets fan and as a kid growing up in Queens, Rickey Henderson was the first quote-unquote showboat that I remember as a child coming up. Everyone that was fast, that could run fast, and I was one of them, always wanted to be Rickey Henderson. Ran the base pads like him, would touch the jersey like he did, would knock the tip of our sneakers, cleats, whatever, against the concrete or dirt. Did the whole snatch catch and bang the glove against the thighs. Rickey Henderson was one of one. 1990 MVP for the Oakland A's. Beat out Cecil Fielder that year. And that season, they were swept by the Reds in the World Series. I remember that World Series because yesterday, being at my dad's in the Bronx, watching in the basement where everybody was playing dominoes. Rickey Henderson, the king of the stolen bases, a 10-time All-Star. Like I said, 1990 MVP, over 1,400 stolen bases in his career, a record that still stands to this day. And I hope it's a record that's never broken because with this new, you know, limitations of throwing over to first base, I could see the record eventually being broken, and it'd be Fugazi. Also, the MLB leader in runs scored, close to 2,300. Play for the Mets, play for the A's, play for the Dodgers, play for the Yanks, in a lineup that featured Dave Winfield and Don Mattingly. He was a Yankee from 85 to 89. And a Met for two seasons, 99 and 2000. We all know the story about him playing poker in the clubhouse during a playoff game in Atlanta. Played 14 seasons in the major leagues. But Rickey was that dude. And there's a lot of Rickeyisms. You can look it up online. Rickey being Rickey. He was that before Manny was Manny. The ultimate showman. A guy that disrupted every time he was on the base, disrupted a game. You knew if he got on first base, he was going to be on third before the inning was over. That's that. Unstoppable on the base pads. There's a clip when he broke the stolen base record in Oakland when he lifted the base over his head, and that was a big-time clip on This Week in Baseball back in the day and for another show from my childhood. But Rickey Henderson, gone too soon. At the age of 65, I got a message from my father. I sent it to him. He could not believe it. I sent it in my family chat. They cannot believe it. Childhood friend stunned at the news that Rickey was gone. You know, it's the story of Oakland looking for, trying to get the books in order. And I'm paraphrasing the story, but something like this. He trying to get the books in order, and they were short money, and they asked Rickey, you know, we're short this money. He framed the check. He never deposited it. Framed the $1 million check, I believe that's what it was. Framed it. Never deposited, never cashed it. And I saw a tweet by a Mets play-by-play man, Howie Rose, that was funny. And his favorite Rickey Henderson moment was one time Rickey had, when on the uniforms, numbers of players that were traded or released on their caps, the numbers. One time Rickey had 24 on his cap. And how he asked him, to whom was that a tribute to? And Rickey, being Rickey, of course, said, that's Rickey's number. It's a tribute to Rickey. And that pretty much sums up Rickey Henderson. Ahead of his time. In a day where we have guys batting 200, showboating down 6-0, hitting a solo home run. Ricky was the king of the leadoff home run. The ultimate leadoff hitter. Probably the greatest leadoff hitter of all time. Again, a guy who disrupted the game. Once he got on base, he was the ultimate weapon. The ultimate weapon. And as a Met fan, I wanted to be like Ricky. Even though those Yankee teams were eh. But Ricky was that dude. Played for Toronto as well. Multiple-time World Series champ. And it's just sad, at the age of 65, that Ricky Henderson gone way too soon. And Ricky, rest in peace, brother. 888-808-1019. If you have your Ricky Henderson stories you want to share, feel free from your childhood. Feel free to call in. It's a sad day in the New York sports world, and the sports world in general. You saw Doc Gooden, Dave Winfield, and multiple athletes, multiple local athletes, and play-by-play announcers, and all across baseball. His representation all across baseball, paying their respects to the man himself, Ricky Henderson. Let's go to Brian in Barnett, New Jersey. I hope I got that right. Brian, you're first up on the fan. Hello?
How you doing?
What's up, Brian?
I'm doing good. I want to talk about Ricky Henderson, of course. Very sad that he has passed away. I think, as you said, the stolen base record will never be broken.
I don't think
it will be broken. You know the story, the classic Ricky story about, you know, he was teammates with John Olerud when he was with the Mets.
And oh yeah,
when he left the Mets, he reached. Playing against the Mets, he reached first base, and John Olerud's there, and he said, you know, and John Olerud wore a helmet in the field, and he said, you know, I played with a guy that wore his helmet in the field, and John Olerud said, that was me, Ricky.
That's typical Ricky. Typical Ricky Henderson, man.
Yeah. Well, before I go, I know you are a Met fan, but what do you think about the Yankees getting Paul Goldschmidt?
Yeah, I was going to get to that next. The whole first base market is dwindling down, but short term, why not? Christian Walker, according to Evan, I heard earlier this week, he had somebody in the know that said Christian Walker didn't want to be here. Well, good riddance. Like, you didn't want to be in New York? All right, see you later. But short term, for 1 year, why not? He had a much better second half of the season than first half. Thanks for the call, Brian. Had a much better second half of the season than the first half of the season. And for a 1 year stopgap, why not? Now, right now, last time I checked, Vladimir Guerrero is not locked up long term. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is not locked up long term. So you want to keep your options open there. Also, Murakami from Japan, you want to keep your options open for him as well. So I think it's a smart move short term. Now, they still have to fill third base. And we'll see what happens if Dominguez is going to play left field or they're going to go another direction. But I like what the Yankees have done this offseason. Filled first base short term. Bellinger can play center field and also fill in for first base at times. And Williams and Max Fried. And you had to give the years for Fried to get here. And right now, the same thing, you're looking at a short window. He's 30, 31 years old. So you're looking to win a World Series in his first half. Hopefully he stays healthy. Postseason career, not much to like there with Max Fried. But they had to do it. So the Yanks filled their rotation. Got the best lefty on the market. Goldschmidt at first. A guy that the Mets were looking at as well. Bellinger at center field. That was my plan B weeks ago. If no Soto. Bellinger check in on Tucker. They did. Didn't happen. Goldschmidt. But then I saw a report that it could be a package deal with, or Arenado could be next. Maybe he plays third. But that's not a short-term answer. There's multiple years on that deal. So how do you feel as a Yankee fan if you get Arenado to play third for the remaining of his contract and Goldschmidt at first for 1 year and then, you know, go all out for Vlad Jr. during the offseason? Now, speaking of Vlad Jr., And that's why I've been paying attention to the first base market. I heard a little birdie told me to pay attention to the market when it comes to the Mets with Pete Alonso to deal with the Mets. If the Mets go 1 year route on first base, that means they're going to be all in on Vlad Guerrero Jr. Now, to the Mets fans that were complaining, what else is new? This is the funny one I saw. This is the funny one. The A's signed Gio Urshela. The A's. And I saw Mets fans tweeting, the A's are doing more cooking than the Mets. Complaining that the Mets are asleep. That the A's are doing more damage in the free agent market. Are you stupid? Did you want the Mets to give Luis Severino all that money? No, you did not. Did you want the Mets to get Gio Urshela? No, you did not. Coming off an amazing season, and then you have the nerve, and there's plenty of time and plenty of work still to do for the Mets, but plenty of time for David Stearns to cook. And after last year, you would think that he has put himself in the good graces and proven, you know what? Let Stearns cook. Let him cook. But no, of course, this fan base can't have nice things. Not at all. Not at all. And it's pathetic how much you Mets fans do nothing but complain. Complain, complain, complain. Yes, the Mets have a lot of work to do. What? Juan Soto? Getting Juan Soto? That was good for you, what, for a week? And then you're going to go back to complaining? We'll see what happens with first base. But did David Stearns play his cards right? We'll see. But right now, it's looking like he did. Now, there's not that many first base options remaining. The wild card to me is Alex Bregman. I watch the Red Sox when it comes to him. I said that last week. If the Mets sign Bregman to third, that means Vientos would move to first, and you still leave yourself open for Vlad Jr. at the deadline or free agency to offseason. Now, I know the Blue Jays have reopened talks with Vlad, but I don't expect Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to stay in Toronto. And from what I heard, my people don't expect it to happen either. So I've been paying attention to first baseman market. I saw Santana go to Cleveland. That was a guy I was keeping my eye on. If the Mets signed him for a year, I would have been okay with it because that means they know something when it comes to Vlad Jr. And the way the first base market is opening up, my people seem to be right. Josh Naylor was traded to Arizona, so they filled the gap for Christian Walker there. Christian Walker goes to the Astros, 3-year deal. Yankees get Goldschmidt, and now the Mets in front and center when it comes to first base. And I'm fascinated what's going to happen. Pete had a 7-year, 158 deal on the table, turned it down. It reminds me of another Boris client when Conforto turned down a deal, and that backfired. A long-term deal. That backfired. So now, what happens? Where does Pete Alonso end up? Right now, the Mets have the advantage. The Mets have the advantage. Unless some team comes out of nowhere and blows Pete Alonso out of the water, and I don't think that's going to happen. Reading the reports, there's not much of a market for him right now. Just not. And the other thing, if you think about it, if the Mets would have signed Pete Alonso for 7 years, 158, would that have taken them out of the Juan Soto sweepstakes? And if not, now if the Mets signed Pete to the 7-158 and signed Soto to the deal they did, 5 years from now, the Mets would have a Pete Alonso DH, and then who knows what happens with Soto. Now you have two DHs on the roster, two guys that might not be able to play the field. So Pete Alonso turning down a 7 for 158 might have been the best thing that happened to the New York Mets. I'm not going past 4 years, 3 years. Let me correct myself, three. If the fourth year is a team option, fine. But pay attention. If the Mets sign somebody to a first baseman to a one-year deal, or they sign Alex Bregman and move Vientos to first, they are going to get Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Mark my words. That's what I heard this week. I was told pay attention to the first base market. Pay attention to what the Mets do. Pay attention that the first base market was going to heat up. And it has this week, late this week, about damn time. And we'll see what happens with the Mets and Pete Alonso. So, Mets fans, I know you guys love Pete Alonso. If it's up to you, you would have gave him a 25-year deal, $60 billion. If it was up to you, that's what you'd have done. Thank God you're not in charge. 888-808-1019. More calls after the break. Al Cintron on the Fan. Back after this.